This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
All right. Welcome back to the Jerry Callahan Show. Jerry is still not here. It's been a few weeks since we last did our show, Craig. It was just you and myself. Today we are joined by Alice Shattuck. Alice was a no-brainer to fill in because I believe you've done some,
the best
some stuff with them back in the day.
Yeah, the best Shattuck.
Well, true. Not much competition. we're being honest. The kids are no longer, you know, we're a little way from counting them in the mix. But yeah, Tom is a madman, but Alice definitely the preferred Shattuck to have on. So a lot of things to get to.
I think Alice and me are responsible for Carano actually accepting this job here.
Yes,
because he was like, I don't know, and then he was like, okay, and then me and her filled in, and he was like, no, I'll take it. I swear to God, I'm sorry. So that's how that went.
Yeah, but I don't know why you did a voice like that, Craig. That was a little rude. But before we get to a bunch of things, just quick update on Jerry's health. Of course, we were provided with a very lovely update from Tony Marino.
Tony Marino.
So right here it is.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts. I have a statement from Jerry that he wanted me to share to bring you all up to date on his health condition, and it reads like this. First of all, I appreciate all the good wishes. I feel fine. I just don't sound so great. I'm dealing with voice issues and undergoing treatment at Mass Eye and Ear Institute, the best place in the world for problems like mine. I need a series of injections designed to strengthen and beef up the vocal cords. I've already had a couple of shots and I'm going to need two or three more. Sadly, my dream of appearing on The Voice may never come true, but my doctor assures me I will be able to do my podcast again within a few weeks. Believe me, it's killing me to sit on the sidelines while the world has gone completely insane, but I'm sure there will be plenty to talk about when I return. Thank you again. Talk to you soon, Jerry Callahan. So we are all wishing Jerry the very best and a speedy recovery. And although he will never have a voice like mine, he is a pretty funny guy. So everything balances out. So in the meantime, please check out and subscribe to the Newsmax Daily Podcast with Tony Marino. I run down all the day's big stories and some others that other people aren't covering. With the help of your favorite Newsmax hosts, some in-depth coverage, some yucks, some sports. Check it out, the Newsmax Daily Podcast at newsmax.com/listen.
You know, pull up Jerry's tweet and read it because I cannot read that. It's a little too small. Oh, there we go. Someone who doesn't know Chris Coco 22 asked him, Mr. Pod Jerry, when you coming back? ? Not sure. Still dealing with voice issues. I've got a few more treatments to go. And after that, I hope to be singing in the church choir. I think that's a joke that Jerry has used to everybody who knows him personally, or at least doing the Callahan Show. Thank you for your patience. Talk to you soon. So essentially, the voice is still not cooperating, which I would say having a voice is a top three most important things if you're going to be doing a podcast or radio.
For sure. He said he's going to sound like Tang Wei when he comes back, so I'm looking forward to it. That's the one I got.
Yeah. He's got a couple that he's just dishing out there to people. So get well soon, but all we can control is what we can control. So I think we're going to do a couple shows going forward. I'll be doing two. If someone else, Alice, God forbid, if Newsmax greenlights Tom, you know, if they want to get a couple more shows up on the feed to keep it going, keep the seat warm till Jerry gets back, I think that would be great. And the aforementioned Tony Marino, who I'm not very familiar with, but Craig is singing his praises.
Great guy.
I believe he may be joining us Thursday to bring back the football picks. A few weeks off, which is probably a good thing. I'm the coldest I've ever been gambling. The Jets last night, just the final nail in my coffin. So that's not going great. So I'm glad we took the last week off, but we'll be going soon, get the football picks going, try to get some shows back on the feed and some live feeds going. So, all right, what do you guys want to lead off in this crazy world that we're in?
So why did you say you want to know which order I want to go in? And I said, sure. And now you don't know the order? Which you want to go?
Well, all right. We'll start off with the Nashville Manifesto, Craig.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Do you have these, you want to pull up? Well, we've seen, by the way, how'd this get out? Steven Crowder somehow got it.
Yeah, that's all I know about it. And I know the FBI is like investigating how it leaked now.
Oh, so isn't that great?
That's what the Nashville mayor's office immediately, instead of releasing the rest of the manifesto, because this is like three pages, they immediately went, how did this get out there? We're investigating. Somebody's going to be in big trouble over this. So, and, you know, they could have just not confirmed it was real or not, but that basically confirms it's real, one assumes.
1,000% yeah. For sure.
It's yep. remarkable. And if this does not get leaked, what do you think the plan is here? For this just to naturally float away?
Yeah. Of course, dude. It didn't come out because it's strictly about killing white people.
They're trying to also claim that this isn't really representative of the manifesto as a whole. If you look at News Channel 5, which is down there in Nashville, their reporters are saying that they're hearing from multiple sources that the rest of the manifesto is all over the place, the exact words where there's something for everybody in there, and that this is not representative of the actual views of the shooter, to which I say, you know, then release it. If it's going to completely change my mind, if this is totally out of context, then just release the manifesto to us. And then we can all be the judge of this person's words, like we've done with every other manifesto, by the way.
I've been a big
fan. Did we get the Buffalo shooters manifesto? Immediate. The El Paso manifesto? Immediate. The Christchurch shooters manifesto? Where is this manifesto? How come this is the only most dangerous manifesto that nobody's allowed to see?
Because it's a tranifesto.
It's tranifesto. There you go, Craig. Got that one. It's all the conservative, you know, wackies were saying as soon as this happened, oh, it's not coming out. Watch, that's because it's, you know, it's going to be different. It's not, doesn't fit the narrative, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, oh, you can't be jumping to that conclusion. It's very insensitive. And of course, it was just as we predicted. I wouldn't mind Alice doing a little reading from this.
Yeah, no, this gets dirty at the end. So,
sure.
I think you say, yeah. So I think you could say the first definitely four lines. The last two might be a little tough, but Alice, give us your best manifesto.
Kill those kids, those crackers, going to private fancy schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks with their daddy's Mustangs and convertibles. F you, little bleeps. I wish to shoot you with your mop yellow hair. Want to kill all you little crackers. A bunch of little slurs that I can't say with your white privileges, F you slurs. There you go.
Yeah.
So, which I mean, is
crazy. I mean, that's.
I mean, there is like an anti.
Like they dated it.
There is. I know, and so that's like from more than a month before the shooting too, which is kind of interesting too, because how long was this going on and nobody caught it? I also love that the shooter's family is like, we're not in a position to be able to judge whether that's real or not. You don't know your kids' like handwriting and way of talking and everything. I don't know. By the way, that was not real.
The conspiracy would be that some crazy person crawled through the window in the middle of the night, dropped this book in there, and then the kids so happened to go and shoot up a bunch of people. That would be the argument to that being fake.
Right. So that seems
maybe that's plausible.
It seems tricky.
I'm not sure.
The other thing I really want to know about this shooting that they haven't released or talked about at all, in addition to not releasing the manifesto, is I would really like to know what medically was going on with this person, because it would not surprise me if she was on a ton of like testosterone and hormones that are potentially violence inducing, as well as who knows what other psychiatric medications that have who knows what interactions. I mean, this was clearly a person with some extreme mental health issues, and I'm really, really curious what role like the pharmacology played in that too, that they're never going to tell us that either.
Never. No one will ever talk about that publicly. And yeah, I mean, say what you, let's not, we get too deep into the whole trans thing, but
sure. Dive right in.
No, sure. Sorry. Some people can make the argument that, you know, that's a bit of a mental illness. Then pumping these people who are maybe on the teetering on the edge mentally at the time, pumping them full of hormones that'll get their, you know, get everything going every which way. And I feel bad for a lot of people, because more often than not, people don't shoot up schools, and they'll come out and talk like, what's the girl's name? Chloe Perry or something?
Kardashian.
No. You know what I'm talking about, Alice? She transitioned as a child, and then, geez, yeah, let alone break. You're an idiot, Craig. She transitioned as a kid and then detransitioned, and now goes out and talk about how, it was kind of false hope. Once she took all the hormones, did the surgeries, she still was just as unhappy than she was before. So her kind of dreams were just taken from her. And but she's going out and, you know, speaking against it. But a lot of people don't have that glass half full way of thinking. So she could have been all these hormones and start transformation that she think would make her happier. And then next thing you know, you're not happier. You're actually more miserable. Now you got these testosterone streaming through your body. You have access to guns. It's just an absolutely terrible concoction of things to lead up to this. And you can't blame the NRA. I know they want to. You can't blame MAGA. Can't blame video games or music. This is done by these greedy doctors. This is on the mainstream media. This is on Hollywood trying to create this culture and saying that this is all normal and swell. That's my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of people that need to answer for what happened here, but we're never going to know because they're never going to release any of the information. So they're trying their best, you know, not to make it a thing. And, you know, if you recall at the time when this happened too, there was an effort to try and blame the laws in Tennessee, because in Tennessee, you know, they put in place this law that didn't allow you to transition your kids, you know, when they were too young to fully consent to the ramifications of that. And a bunch of people were putting out videos saying, like, you know, maybe if the politicians in Tennessee didn't do X, Y, Z, you know, you had reporters tweeting out, like, mm-hmm. by the way, this is where Matt Walsh lives. So obviously, like, he's somehow responsible for this. And then when they had this trans rights protest at the Tennessee Capitol, that same week, there were a bunch of people holding up seven fingers at the protest, meaning seven victims of the crime instead of six, because yep. this person killed six people and they meant her as well. And then you have Karine Jean-Pierre too. Craig's going to play, responded like this.
One of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful. It is disturbing. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
And if you look at the manifesto, it seems like the whites were under attack there.
Yes, the crackers. I think you say crackers. The crackers were definitely being targeted.
And although she did use an anti-gay slur too. So
that's what I was going to bring up. That's what I don't get. Like, you would think if you went to a trans march and you start throwing that F word around, you're getting arrested. Why is the weird choice of words? There a lot of mental illness flowing, a lot of hate flowing through those manifestos. A lot of grammatical errors too, if I'm going to be honest.
Also, what's wrong with khakis? I don't know. And you know, convertibles. Just a lot of anger and a lot of white directions privilege. Going
Mustangs
on.
Is white privilege. Those are cracker khakis. White privilege.
Khakis
that's
are
what
white
that
privilege.
Is.
Gotcha.
Khakis are for
I
white
can't
dorks.
Defend the khakis. Yeah. I don't. That is probably part of white culture, I think. Khakis do get attributed to the whites, I guess.
White dorks.
Yeah. I don't like khakis.
At the Republican convention, I think you'll probably see a lot of khakis. It's true.
There were several at the one that we attended in Massachusetts. There was khakis everywhere.
When you see the Patriot Front or whatever, that's part of their uniform.
Yeah, oh, okay. Exactly.
Maybe she was mad towards the Patriot Front. You know, who knows? Who the hell knows? But
no one likes Patriot terrible. Front. Nobody likes Patriot.
No, it never lasts. It never lasts. They come back and rebrand every 6 months. It never sticks. But yeah, so it's crazy how this got out. Someone will be arrested for that. They will find who the rat was. I would say it's probably one of the very few people in the FBI who actually have a conscience and care about the betterment of this country and not just carrying out these hit pieces from the people in charge. But someone will definitely, most definitely be arrested going forward for this. Do we have a comment here, Alice?
Yes, it looks like somebody named Thomas Shattuck has commented on YouTube saying that normal kids are killed by a trans person and the White House calls out transphobia, and then innocent Israelis are killed by Muslims and the White House calls out Islamophobia, and he says he notices a pattern there with the White House's reaction to events tends to be yes to immediately look out for the perpetrators of the events and make sure they're doing okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. The craziest part is too, by the way, about the comment, there's a 50% chance that's not your husband. Just some absolute wacko out there, there posing as your husband. But that is something that Thomas would say. Speaking of Thomas, he likes beautiful women, right, Alice? You and
that is
others.
True.
Who's the Spiranak? I don't know if he's still in on Spiranak, but
Paige
he
Spiranak.
Definitely is. And I haven't talked to him about this yet. He's definitely in on Alina Haba.
He's very in on Alina Haba, and he would hire her in a second For the same reason I think that Trump has hired her.
That, so yeah, when I saw the picture, I was like, all right, Trump certainly has a type here. Like, this is, this stuff's going to get him in trouble. But then I heard her speak yesterday for the first time. I like the 4 minute clip. I think we have a shorter one because 4 minute clips don't really translate great to a podcast. So Ironhead, if you want to go ahead and fire that bad boy up.
Her talking about the judge?
Yes.
Sure.
You have a right to hire a lawyer who can stand up and say something when they see something wrong. But I was told to sit down today. I was yelled at, and I've had a judge who is unhinged slamming a table. Let me be very clear. I don't tolerate that in my life. I'm not going to tolerate it here. And you know what? You shouldn't either.
Hey, baby.
Are you supposed to, by the way, is there a recommended legal strategy to go outside the courtroom on TV and call the judge unhinged?
I think, listen, all normalcies right now are thrown out the window because the way Letitia James and this liberal white judge are acting, they're just, they're playing their game now.
Remember this guy?
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
The TV, the camera's in there and he's just shining because he knows what's going to happen. He's going to become a
look
big,
at his nose.
A big household name. And but I think they're trying to set up like a mistrial or something is my guess.
Well, I mean, the way Letitia James is speaking, the way they're speaking, these are two groups that blatantly don't like each other. If you're in there and you're the people who are kind of deciding on this case, it must be so uncomfortable because there's nothing professional about this. This is not the way the legal system's supposed to go. So, yeah, if they're going to play that game, I'm going to go out there, look beautiful and talk your talk out there. Because right now they're just going back and forth. And it's crazy that these big liberal cities right now are carrying the water and doing the persecuting for the federal government. You know, government wants to do what they're doing, but they can't. So they go to these liberal cities. They have these wackos carry out and go after Trump.
Exactly. And it's the same thing. I mean, you'll see in Georgia, too. I'm sure the jury there will also be crazy. And just like we saw with the grand jury that indicted him and the four women who was on TV talking to everybody about how she couldn't wait to swear in Trump and she was all excited about it. She was on MSNBC and stuff. This judge is a psycho. This case is insane. This isn't, the banks aren't upset at the loans that they gave to Trump. This is the fraud trial that's based on his valuations of his properties that he gave to banks in order to get favorable terms on loans. The banks are happy with the loans. They're not upset. The loans are all paid back in cash, you know, and Trump said a bunch of this stuff. I really wish they had cameras in this courtroom because it sounds like Trump was just on point with being like wild and funny. And like,
yes,
I wish that there was video of this, but, you know, he said he had a castle on his golf course in Scotland. He's out here saying it's like the most beautiful golf course ever built and obviously all these things. But yeah, he called them out. He said essentially, you know, this is a case. The banks are thrilled. They're happy with the loan terms. I paid them back. Nobody is upset except you. Like, Letitia James is going after this. This never should have been a case that that New York was prosecuting. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I, once again, I'm not sure it's the recommended legal strategy to call the attorney general a hack in the middle of your testimony when they're asking you about your property valuations. But hey, that's like what Trump does. And he's not wrong, by the way. And everyone knows it. Everyone knows that he would never be prosecuted for this stuff in a million years if he weren't, you know, Donald Trump and winning the election. That's, you know, what people are upset about, right? People are seeing the poll numbers come out that he's beating Biden by, you know, 5 to 10 points in every swing state in the country right now when they do a poll. And that scares the bejesus out of them, and they just want to make sure that the guy can't be on a ballot somehow. They'll do anything to make sure he's not president again so that they don't have another mental breakdown like they did in 2016.
Yeah, amen. And I'm sure you're going to pull that up, Craig, the poll's coming out. But I'm
doing it right now.
The one thing that the judge said that was very funny, he kept going after Trump. I wish we knew what Trump was saying, but he's like, yes or no question, get to the point. Like, just kept, he was crushing him. I would love to know these, you know, tirades that Trump is going on. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a nickname for the judge that they haven't released yet. Something real silly. But Letitia James, that one clip came out, I think it's from November. I think of last year. Maybe it's actually from this year. I'm not sure, but what did she say about the current administration? I don't know, it might've been Trump's, but she said it's too pale, too stale. And so, the way she speaks is just crazy. Like the white people around her, like kind of like awkwardly clapping. I don't know what's going on, but the views, is this that?
Yep. This is the anti-white chant that she went on.
So we've got to stand up to the federal government. We've got to stand up to bullies. We've got to stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
But in her defense, I think if the opposite was said, someone came up there and said, you know, it's too woman, too black, and too, like, crazy, that wouldn't be an issue. But you do that, you give that message, and the crowd around her, loving it. That's Manhattan in a nutshell. That person is working for the government in a respected position. That's where we're at right now. Absolutely insane. Let's pull up these poll numbers. I have some thoughts on these. So what do you guys think when you see this? Do you think there's anything intentional about why these are being released now? Do you think these are authentic and can be trusted?
I do love your segues when you're like, I have thoughts on these. Pull it up and you're like, what do you guys think?
I'm setting.
It's a rhetorical question. It's a rhetorical question. I would say that Manhattan is trying to tell us that he thinks they're not above board. So this is New York Times, Siena College numbers. I think they're probably trying to get Biden out, would be my guess.
Correct.
And try and get Newsom in here.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because these are some pretty scary numbers if you're a Democrat. And actually, this was the first time, if you like dig into the crosstabs and stuff here, they actually had Kamala doing better against Trump, still losing, but better against Trump than Biden, which you like never see. She always does even worse than Biden does. But, you know, the idea that you would have her doing better than him has got to be scary for Democrats.
That's not good.
You hit the nail on the head. That is to put out there to let people know, like, listen, Biden's not the guy. We all know the guy winning right now, Trump, 5 out of 6. We know we can't have that. So that's going to spark the debate. All right, how do we do it? You know, should Joe step down? Who's going to take the spot? This was 100% intentional. And I don't know, what's going on in Wisconsin? Even why is not 6 out of 6 here. Why is he up 2% in Wisconsin?
I mean, Republicans never win Wisconsin in presidential elections. The fact that Trump did that in 2016 was such a shock to the system. Like, nobody had that or Michigan, to be honest, either. Nobody was predicting those states that he would get. But yeah, I mean, Wisconsin, there's, you know, there's cities in Wisconsin too that are, you know, more liberal.
Madison, obviously the biggest one. Milwaukee, too.
Yeah, Milwaukee's going to throw your results a little there. And then if they have ballots come in the middle of the night, you never know.
Did you guys see that Gavin Newsom went to China and played basketball with the locals and absolutely
he nailed that kid.
Demolished. Yeah, I want to play this because we've been off for so long. We didn't even get to play this. I just can't.
Those clips are remarkable.
Yeah.
Play this 3 times in a row.
Okay, I will. Worth it. This is him trying to be cool, and then it failing miserably.
He's playing basketball with the kids. I'm not honestly sure what's worse here, because
the spanking
hit over, and then he tries to play it off like he was having a good time, and he's
crying
and hugs him. Like, why?
No.
It's like more awkward to me than just running him over.
We're glossing over the spanking that happens here.
What?
Do you see this? It went back and to the left.
that's a technical foul right there. You can't be doing that for many reasons. Yeah, that clip is absolutely insane. They're trying to make him look young, cool, and hip. All right, just don't go out there and do something embarrassing. Next thing, he's running over a Chinese kid.
Yeah,
didn't go as planned.
Did Gavin Newsom eat a meal in China after doing that? Or did he,
no,
I would have been fearful.
Right back on the plane and came home.
Yeah, I would have been fearful for poisoning shortly after that.
Yeah, there's enough Chinese spies in California to take him out. They really wanted him though. Yeah, so that's an all-time clip.
Gavin Newsom's obviously running. I think the only question is whether the Democratic Party actually tries to have a primary now, or if they just stick with Joe until the convention, and then like he bows out for health reasons or something, so that their delegates can just like pick somebody else without having to go through the whole primary thing.
You know what else we didn't talk about with Biden? What happened to his chin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's got to just be like so much face surgery that he's like falling apart. Now,
it just collapsed.
Why did the one thing I don't get, why did it randomly appear like once and the next day? I don't know. I don't want to get into mass talk or anything. Who knows?
I don't know. They did more injectables or something. Who knows?
It was like it was like he fell asleep on the corner of a table.
That's brutal. But
but you know who's been calling out Newsom, who's incredible? He's been like on fire lately. I don't know if he just like doesn't care anymore, like he'll just say anything, but Fetterman is calling out Newsom. He's out here saying, you know, we've got two guys running against Biden, and you know, one's a congressman and one's the governor of California, but only one of them has the guts to announce that he's running. So you know, the only person in the Democratic Party will call them out, which is kind of incredible that it has to be him. But
is he like,
I don't know, maybe the stroke made him
did he have a stroke?
His filter's gone.
He either had a stroke or that thing in his neck was like his brain escaping. One of those.
Well, yeah, something occurred. Yeah, please play the clip because I love this. I watched it three times this morning.
The Fetterman one?
Him getting yelled at, his defense.
It's amazing. We talk about Fetterman. Me and Jerry talk about Fetterman on the show all the time and his dumb clips. And lately, we've just been playing us enjoying him for the most part.
Do you think if you gave Jerry an option, your current lack of voice, you have to speak like Fetterman for the next 6 months till your voice is back, what would he say?
I think he would stay where he's at until he's better.
Fair, yeah. That's my guess. Interesting show, though.
That's why I'm here. She's why all of you are here.
But moments later, he's interrupted by a protester.
Oh, I'd love to see him say that name.
4,000 dead children in Palestine, 9,000 plus dead civilians. Get off the stage! Get off the stage! I don't care.
That's not what you're
saying. You represent your constituents. This is not what you're saying. Get off the stage!
Then Fetterman says this.
The joke is on you. I had a stroke. I can't fully understand what you're saying.
The man is eventually escorted out by police.
It's always stupid white guys that have nothing to do with anything just butting in.
Well, you know what? So there's a lot of interesting things. First off, that's a great. What do you say to that? Hey, I'm retarded. I don't even know what you're saying. Like, all right, the conversation's over. You know, I apologize. I shouldn't have said anything. That was rude. But I would venture to say that guy who's making that protest or whatever, I would say it's probably a left leaning person.
Don't do it.
You do love Fetterman. So oh, geez, the left, like you said, forever. This war, the war in Ukraine, the liberals ate it up, right? I think some people are now starting to wash off the yellow and blue body paint. But this Israeli conflict, they are eating each other alive. They don't know what the hell is going on with this. So Fetterman, great response. Well, I would say it's one of my top five moments for him, for sure. I think the most interesting video that would be played nonstop is him before he fully lost it, putting a gun at that young unarmed guy. If you have like a DoorDash cam of that would be an interesting video that I think we get played a lot, but lucky for him, I think it's just a wives tale because there's no video of it.
Oh my god, really?
let's get into the people just losing their minds, this Israeli conflict, breaking people, and this poor guy. We are going to play the video, Craig.
But first, okay? Before we move on, We gotta support the sponsors and do a little bit MyPillow. So we'll be right back.
Today's Callahan Show is sponsored by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use code word Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, for huge discounts. For example, the standard MyPillow, normally $69.98, is only $19.98 with code word Jerry. MyPillow is made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's machine washable and dryable. It's the most comfortable pillow you'll ever sleep on. It makes a great gift. Get it now to support this show and strike back against cancel culture. As you know, Mike Lindell is constantly under attack from the cancel culture mob. By purchasing from MyPillow, not only are you helping us out, but you're joining the fight against cancel culture. MyPillow, as you know, not available in big box stores, but you can get factory direct pricing if you order from MyPillow.com using code word Jerry. MyPillow.com, code word Jerry, 800-893-7406, promo code Jerry.
Right before the clip, that's an interesting placement.
Yeah. keeps people wanting. And I don't know, maybe before the show when I said, let's do an ad.
Before we play this gruesome clip, do you guys watch, and I'll see, where I'm going with this. Do you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yep.
Have seen
you get why? You get why I'm bringing that up before we play this clip.
Bring what up? Curb
Enthusiasm.
No,
This scene reminded me a lot of one of my all-time favorite episodes, The Palestinian Chicken.
Okay.
You get, because in this, pretty much synopsis, they're in the same part of the country, Palestinian restaurant opens up, and you have the pro-Jewish people in Hollywood going against the Palestinians, and they're clashing. So anyway, not as funny as it's not going to be as funny as that, but let's play it.
There's
guy bleeding, got hit in the head with a megaphone?
He got beaten up by a megaphone by a guy I wasn't expecting to have done it. But yeah, this guy unfortunately didn't make it. And
he passed away. I think he had a brain hemorrhage. And the sad part of this is not going to be the last time we have a death in America over this. This is going to be ugly for the, who knows, maybe the next year, year and a half. Hopefully it ends soon. But as we know, doesn't look like either side is eager to end this.
A year and a half from now, there's going to be none of Gaza left.
And the bad behavior on the left is excused. So because these are leftist protesters, all their bad behavior is going to be just fine. They can climb the White House fence. They can spatter the place with paint. They can spray paint Jewish businesses with Stars of David. They can, you know, we have the editor of the Harvard Law Review physically assaulting Jewish students at Harvard. I mean, like, the idea that that's happening and it's fine in this country in 2023 is so wild. But if you're on the left, everything you do is, you know, the language of the unheard, and it's all fine. Nobody's going to charge you with insurrection. Nobody's going to charge you with, you know, walking through a restricted area or anything else, or throw you in jail. You are not going to be in any trouble. And, you know, now we're to the point where they're literally, you know, killing Jewish counter protesters. And, you know, I guess it's fine with the left because these are leftist protesters. So it's all, you know, all's fair because the Palestinians are occupied, I guess. So, you know, anything you do is fine at that point. They're just, you know, decolonizing. And, you know, you better look out because if you could end up getting decolonized next at any time, and they're not going to defend you. The law is not going to be on your side. And that's the lesson. That's the takeaway here, is that laws are only for right-wing protests.
Yeah, we have a two-tier justice system. This just furthermore proves that. Do you think Kanye West gets his Adidas deal back quietly now? Like, Kanye West had that mental breakdown a few years too early.
Right, exactly.
If he's saying all that right now, he's getting praise. Get absolute praise and not torn down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They'll be right back to loving him, just like they did when he said that George Bush doesn't care about black people. And they all clapped and said, wow, so brave, so honest, speaking truth to power. And then he goes on Alex Jones and says a bunch of crazy stuff about how he literally actually likes Hitler, like not ironically, but he's like for that. Yeah. And then the left is like, oh, wait, never mind. But yeah, you're so right. He could totally make a comeback right now if he just like came out and started criticizing Israel. They would totally forgive all the Alex Jones stuff in like a second.
Yeah, the funniest
hold, and then he'd be right back out there, you know, getting shoe deals and everything else.
The funniest part though is him just talking about Hugo Boss. That was my favorite part. He's like, dude, you dress so good.
Kanye, even when he was breaking down, he still made me laugh. He's an absolute nutball. But last thing on this man who's murdered in LA, I'm curious to see how this carries out legally. Obviously, we know you can steal in LA. It's literally legal. It's just slap on the wrist, quick little fine that you really don't have to pay. If I set the over under of years this guy does in jail at 16 and a half, what would you take?
Over. Under. I'm going to go over.
You said under, right, Alice?
Yeah.
I think they're going to say that he didn't mean to kill him.
The police are already saying they have multiple accounts of what happened, that they're not clear on what happened. They already interviewed the guy and let him go free. They're not like going to do anything about it.
But he also pointed to the megaphone and said, yeah, I beat him with this.
Well, at that point, you know, he's going to die. Yeah. I think he gets like 6 years in jail.
I think he's going to get like 24 years in jail. He admitted to it and it will just get manslaughter. Because he didn't mean to kill him.
You're forgetting the California aspect.
I am, actually.
You can't forget the California aspect. Is that not even where you live? This happens in Massachusetts. Similar is crazy.
Everything's legal in California now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you vote the right way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Of course. And then all the right people do it. Last thing that I want to touch on, Going back to the beautiful city of New York, absolute hellhole. Public defender Victoria Ruiz. Do we have her quick little video of her running around tearing stuff off the post?
Yeah, Jerry actually posted a video of him walking Charlestown, and the same thing. I don't understand both sides on this. One, I don't understand the right putting up the posters here like it's going to help.
I think people want to raise awareness for what Hamas did, because I think a lot of people don't believe it. Like, a lot of people don't think Hamas did anything wrong, which is wild to me. But like, there you go. All the young people are like getting their news off TikTok, so they think that like it's all fake and disinformation, and that Israel does everything bad everywhere all the time. So it's like to show people to raise awareness that this happened and that these are real people who are out there, and like, don't forget that these people exist. When you're calling for a ceasefire, what you're calling for is like, just let Hamas keep these people and keep torturing them. I think it can help actually too, because there's all this video online, right? So it's like asking people to help identify, like, if you see stuff in a Telegram channel or whatever, if you see this person in a video, like proof of life, you know, let people know, because that's the way they know that a lot of these people are hostages, is from online videos where people have seen somebody in the background of a video and said like, oh, okay, there they are, they're alive, they're in Gaza somewhere. So there is a chance that somebody could be ID'd. Like, if you're familiar with the face, then you might be able to notice them in a video online too.
Right. And now my other thing with this.
Craig, I was going to say, it's getting a lot easier to notify or get an idea where people are in Gaza if there's a building still standing behind them. six spots in the city where they may be.
Now, my other thing with this is, I think, I don't know what percent I would put it at, but these flyers getting posted are strictly for people to rip them down to make news. Like, I don't think there's anything authentic on either side of it.
So you agree with the Palestinian people who are saying that the people are just putting up the posters to beat them and get them into trouble?
I think the Palestinian people might be putting them up themselves and then ripping them down themselves.
Yeah, but then why are they upset when they get videotaped doing it? Because they all seem really mad that anybody calls them out.
The people that get caught are the dumb TikTok people that are like, oh, I'm going to help. And then they get busted and lose their job as a dentist or whatever the hell else. Like that other guy there. But this is a...
So this woman's a public defender.
Yes.
Victoria Ruiz.
Why are you taking down pictures of missing children? Why are you taking down pictures of missing children? Why are you taking down pictures of missing children?
Get that friggin' smug face.
Why are you taking down pictures of babies?
So I'll be honest here. I think this is a very... Just a lack of... What a stupid moment. Lack of judgment. I can never be a lawyer. I'll be transparent. I don't think I could pass the bar. I could be on this planet the next 5,000 years. I'm not getting it done. So this woman's probably intellectually just book smart, way smarter than me. I think she's had a moment of rage. And then when she gets called out, sees a camera, he won. She had nothing. She was like, this is not good. I don't have my COVID mask on. All right. Fauci was still telling people to mask up. She might have a case where it's be hard to identify her. She knew she was dead in the water right there. And she's already thinking 10 steps ahead. Don't say anything here. This was tough. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Hopefully this doesn't go viral. Unfortunately for her, it went viral. That being said, she hasn't been fired yet. Do you both think she should lose her job as a public?
Yes, because you're supposed to defend whoever. Like, that's the job, right? And clearly you're biased. But I will say, people have been losing their jobs doing this pretty consistently.
We would all agree that if this happened during George Floyd and it was a Recipes George and some guy came down and took it, that guy's gone. Done. See you later. Nice knowing you. But when it happens in this scenario, right, it's both sides a little more open to freedom of speech. She didn't destroy it. That's not public property. You know, it's the same thing as essentially if someone put up a lost cat sign, right? You take that down. It's not the end of the world. Okay. Now this one happens to be a lot more polarizing because we're dealing with dead kids or kids who are, you know, currently missing. But the same argument applies. I don't think she should be fired. I think she should be publicly tarred and feathered.
They're going to.
And absolutely. And if she wants to resign, good. But I don't think you can actually fire her on this.
Yes, she can, because they're going to go back and look up how many people that of Jewish descent that she's defended and hasn't tried or lost or anything, and they're going to screw her.
Could you imagine?
They're going to go appeal for a mistrial.
Oh, yeah.
To say that they weren't adequately represented.
For sure.
Yeah, because she's clearly biased against Jewish people. If it upsets you that much to see a picture of a kidnapped Jewish child that you have to, like, you just can't control yourself and you have to go rip it down, like, you're obviously biased against Jewish people.
There's no way to prove this. I bet you she was not biased against Jewish people 6 weeks ago.
Probably not.
You know, like the way the media.
Wait. Yes, she was.
She was. Didn't have a way to prove it.
There was no way to have the outlet that wasn't, you know, just straight up racism to someone's face or violence. The mainstream
media, and you mentioned TikTok, people, these algorithms are just pumping people full of hate. I don't know. I think there's people who were completely neutral on everything 2 months ago and now are, you know, experts on Middle East conflict and just so full of hate where they're going out there and irrationally doing these things. There's no way for me to prove that.
This is China. This is China.
The TikTok thing is a big deal because, I mean, obviously it's controlled by China. Mm-hmm. The algorithm is super powerful and optimized for absolute maximum content engagement. And there's roughly, they've done analysis, it's like roughly 10 times the amount of anti-Israel content versus pro-Israel content, which is why you see in the younger generation that's on TikTok, a massive number of people. It's like 50-50 for people under 30, for people who like think that what happened on October 7th, which was literally like rape, murder, torture in the worst possible ways of women, children, elderly people, everything that's like the worst stuff, that say that like 50% of people under 30 think that's justified because of stuff that they see, I think largely on TikTok. The Biden administration supposedly is like looking into this now. But I mean, I almost think it's too late. Like, people are way too controlled by what they see on the internet and are way too easily hyped up. I mean, you mentioned the Ukraine thing earlier and how everyone was all yellow and blue flags. That's like completely forgotten now. They're about to, everybody freaked out when Trump said in that town hall a few months ago that, you know, that he was going to make a peace deal with Ukraine and he'd have the war over in 24 hours. Well, now that we have this conflict breaking out in the Middle East, what's the Biden administration doing? They're quietly behind the scenes telling Zelensky, like, you're done. We're done sending you money. Like, it's time to make peace with Russia. And they're like, what do you mean time to make peace with Russia? They still have like 20% of our country. And the Biden administration's like, tough luck. Like, well, this is over.
You got a lot of land. You have a little less now.
Dude, China's.
So I hope that all the people that were like so against Trump making peace in Ukraine or have like mentally prepared themselves for the idea that we're like done with the Ukraine thing and moving on from that now. And but because, you know, people are way too easily controlled by whatever they're told is the next thing they're supposed to be upset about.
So
by the way, think about the kids who are getting pumped full of this TikTok knowledge. Now they're going to school where they're paying thousands of dollars and they have these nut job professors just reconfirming what they're already seeing all day as they lie down before they go to bed. They are radicalizing this generation more than ever. It is wild.
Dude, China's
been happening for a while, but not like this.
China's going to build up the algorithm to the point that it ends with like the new trend is bombing your state capitol building or something. Like, it's going
to
get something crazy.
They're not even
going
to have
like
to invade the country. They'll just get the under 30s to
They're destroying us from within. All right, nobody wants to have families anymore.
But dude, if you watch these videos of people getting caught ripping down the flyers, it's always somebody of like Palestinian descent with some sorry white person going, "You're all pieces of shit," and that's exactly what it is. Now that one can fly when we're talking about certain stuff. That'll stay in.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I wish I knew that earlier.
You gotta be passionate when you say it. But like
talking about the Jets,
I know the Jets can stay in the trash. But those video, it's all it is those people that are with them, backing them blindly for no reason. And the people that say queers for Palestine and holding up those signs like idiots.
Like, the best. They're the absolute best. And we talked about this before the show started. We talked about RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. And who he would detract more votes from. And I think it is, like Al said, more conservatives. But this is a weird spot right now because the people that were controlled during the BLM, the people who were absolutely radicalized out there, you know, the violent left-wing anarchists, now, as we talked about, they're conflicted. I'm under the impression that they're fed up with the Biden administration. They don't like what's going on. They don't like that he's pro-Palestine as he should be. I think the next election, I don't think they're going to go out there and vote for Trump. I'm not going to get crazy and say that. No way. I just think they stay there. I think they stay at mommy's house and, you know, eat some Cheetos, go to bed and take a nap when they wake up. I don't think they go out and vote. I think that's this. I don't want to say it's a lock, but I feel the one thing you can say about this is it gives conservatives a better chance of winning, in my opinion, now that this tragic thing is happening in the Middle East.
We just
could be wrong. I could be absolutely wrong, but
just,
I don't think so.
Just need DeSantis to step down. He needs to relearn how to run, is what has to happen.
And maybe he's just not a national candidate kind of guy. I like the guy a lot, but
he's not. Alice, I would say the sentence you just said and remove the word maybe.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, he's an awesome governor of Florida, but I don't know if he can do I mean, Trump's like a savant with the political thing. Like, he just somehow manages to be so likable. The one I truly do not understand, the Nikki Haley thing. I like don't, and I see after every debate, I see a bunch of my Republican friends being like, wow, Nikki Haley was great. Really, truly the adult in the room. And I'm like, did we watch the same thing? Like, I can't, if I have to hear another like one liner about high heels and like lipstick or whatever. Like, I can't, it's so cringe to me, but I don't get, I truly don't get it. I think they all need to drop out. I mean, I know everyone's always like, oh, well now you trust the polls. Like nobody's even cast a vote yet.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump's been at like 40-50% now for months and only goes up. Like, what are you looking for to happen? Unless Trump gets hit by a bus.
Rule that out. Don't rule that out.
I don't think that's how the FBI would do it. I think,
induce
a heart attack.
Unless something huge happens, like, I don't really see a path for anybody else. I think we're wasting our time here. There's going to be this debate tomorrow in Miami. I don't know what we're doing. Like, Trump's not going to show up. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know why we're doing this, but, you know, you can like Trump or not like Trump, but barring a huge event, he's going to be the Republican nominee. So people need to adjust their thoughts on that.
If I were a Republican nominee hopeful, I would look at what's happening. I would say, I'm not going to have any aspiration of being president until Trump's completely out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because until he's gone, you'll just get lost. You'll make yourself look bad. You can never look good. He'll annihilate you. You'll become nothing. And then when it's time to fully run and Trump's out of the picture, people already have these bad, you know, bad memories of you. So just watch the chaos. It's his party till it can't be anymore.
Right.
Because like, look at somebody like Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz.
Little Marco.
No more national aspirations, period. The end. Like, it's incredible, like, what the 2016 campaign did to people, but...
No kidding.
Yeah. By the way, the only one who's come out not looking worse, but maybe even a little upper trajectory, is Vivek, because he's pro-Trump.
He's tired. He's been so friggin' tiring, though. It's like, we get it, dude. You're hip, you're cool, I got it.
We're not posting pictures of him in heels, you know? We're not seeing that awkward smile from DeSantis.
Dude, so the thing with DeSantis,
he has no good moments.
The thing with DeSantis and what he needs to do is he needs to just drop out, repair whatever's wrong with him and Trump, and just learn from him for the next like 5 years.
Yeah, run Florida.
Run in Florida. Enjoy, you can try again in 28 and see how it goes. Yeah. But Vivek,
and like you said,
Vivek doing the Eminem stuff, just not remembering like how left that guy is and how much he hates. It's just not, I don't like it.
It's tough. And you, the one thing you said there that's on the money is get right with Trump, because when time heals all wounds, and in 4 years, when it's time to run and Trump, listen, if you're loyal to Trump, if you get back in good grace with him, he'll put you on. He's the kingmaker now. And now you'll be the front runner. But enough trying to stir it up with Trump. And I got news that the debate tomorrow that no one will be watching, it'll still be all about Trump.
Of course.
And you don't think the coveted Kim Reynolds endorsement is going to move the needle here for Ron DeSantis?
I don't think it will. I could be wrong.
Me and Jerry all often talk about who's going to be Trump's running mate. Do you guys have thoughts on that?
Byron Donalds.
That's what Jerry thinks.
I think he's going to pick a woman. I think it's going to be, I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is in the mix. I think Nancy Mace.
I don't think
can we meet in the middle and do Caitlyn Jenner so everyone's happy.
I don't think he's picking a woman. I think he's still.
I think
that way.
I think Nancy Mace is a safe.
I just think
think she shares some qualities with his attorney that put her in the front runner status for running mate.
I just imagine Trump brings back that old line where he's up there with Byron Donalds, like, oh, look at my African-American VP. VP over there.
Jerry brings up a very good point, a very good point, saying the sign just saying Donald and Donalds.
Oh, That is a great, that's a great call. Absolutely. That's,
that right there was, I was like, oh yeah, you're probably right.
Oh no, that's 1,000% right. Donald and Donald's, that's mm-hmm. superb.
Yeah, that's my thoughts. But I was just curious what you thought. I don't see him picking a woman.
That's the same thing I thought, but then he has a bunch of female attorneys trying to keep him out of prison. So
right. No, I know.
He doesn't, he's not sexist or anything. So I agree. I just think Byron Donalds right now is the best.
In an absolute box checker.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, I think the best woman would be who's kind of under the radar is Winsome Sears.
She's great. Although, too. Yeah. Although
could she be president because was she born in the Virgin, but that is technically U.S. Can you be
president? The Virgin Islands are the United States. Yeah.
So you can't be president if you're born in the Virgin Islands?
You can.
You can. Okay.
Yeah. Because you're born a U.S. citizen.
Technically U.S. territory. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Barack was born in. It's a whole thing, but
yeah,
it's a whole different thing. We don't have to go down, but we did our 45. Do we have anything else we want to touch on before we get on out of here?
No, we can save it for when are we doing Friday or Thursday?
Thursday.
We'll be back Thursday. I don't know what time yet, but we'll tweet it out at the Callahan Show.
And maybe Tony Marino will join us and actually show up, but maybe not. Alice, you're always welcome on.
Let's legit anytime. Please come back.
Thank you.
Tom, run it by us.
Tom can watch. He can just watch.
Yeah. But all right, guys. Thanks for listening to Jerry Callahan Show, and we will see you guys all soon. Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks to take- Like the show? Leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify.